Happy Sunday night and welcome to Center Stage, kicking things off with something, you know, I feel like it's just setting a tone. That song really sets a tone, especially with Thanksgiving coming up in just under a week. That was The Overture and Food, Glorious Food from Oliver. And we kick things off tonight with Over the Rainbow from the Judy soundtrack. This, like I said, is Center Stage, and tonight we're just going to be thankful for some great tunes coming up, music from the Addams Family as well as La La Land. Also in the future, some music from Harry Potter. But first, it's As Time Goes By from Casablanca. This is Center Stage.
You must remember this. A kiss is just a kiss. A sigh is just a sigh. The fundamental things apply as time goes by. And when two lovers woo, they still say I love you, on that you can rely. No matter what the future brings, as time goes by. Moonlight and love songs, never out of date. Hearts full of passion, jealousy and hate. Woman need man, and man must have his mate. That no one can deny. It's still the same old story, a fight for love and glory, a case of do or die. The world will always welcome as time goes by. Jealousy and hate. Woman needs man, and man must have his mate. That no one can deny. It's still the same old story, a fight for love and glory, a case of do or die. The world will always welcome love as time goes by.
star, are you shining just for me? City of stars, there's so much that I can't see. Who knows? I felt it from the first embrace I shared with you.
Daughter's getting married. I can't believe it's true. She doesn't ask her parents before she says I do. And what about my husband? Oblivious, naive. This evening's getting serious. These Ohioans won't leave. But I can't let these latest problems rob me of my bliss. For when I'm scared of true disaster, I remember this. Death is just around the corner, waiting patiently to strike. One unplanned electrocution, that's the kind of end I can comprehend. When I'm feeling uninspired or I need a little spree, I'm reborn knowing death is just around the corner coming after me. Get it? Coroner. Death is just around the corner. Death is just around the corner, waiting high upon the hill. Someone buried in an avalanche. Oh, that's the kind of gig I can really dig. Marriage often disappoints you. Not each husband is a gem. So I'm more knowing death is just around the corner coming after them. If life's all plums, I'll muddle through some. But when death comes, I hope it's gruesome. Ha-cha! Some people die from public stoning, faulty wiring, faulty zoning, cherry pits they didn't know were there. It could be by a jungle cat,
a slippery mat,
a baseball bat,
perhaps an unsuccessful love affair. It could be on a speeding train, it could be underwater, it could be too much Novocaine, or even by your daughter.
Perhaps a bad mosquito bite,
a tidal fight,
religious rite.
My darlings, it might even be tonight. With a simple click, scandalously quick,
I can face him in tomorrow. If I make it past today,
I feel good saying death is just around.
That's Bebe Neuwirth as Morticia Adams with music from the Adams Family cast recording that was just around the corner, and this is Center Stage. Before that, it was City of Stars from La La Land. I'm Ariel, and on the way, we had a great movie release that happened this weekend, Frozen 2, so I'm going to give you some music from that soundtrack, as well as some music from the Ain't Too Proud Temptations musical as well. It's Emerging and Essential Musicians during the next World Cafe tomorrow night at 7. Delamay is unmistakably modern and inventive, and they're a bluegrass quartet. When the band was founded back in 2009, they were also the only all-female bluegrass outfit on the circuit. You can catch Delamay's bouncy playing at the Americana Fest recording and some brand new songs. It's during World Cafe tomorrow night at 7 on this public radio station. Here's all of you from Silk Stockings, and this is Center Stage.
I love the looks of you, the lure of you. I'd love to make a tour of you. The arms, the eyes, the mouth of you, the east, west, north, and the south of you. I'd love to gain complete control of you and handle even the heart and soul of you. So love at least a small percent of me, do. For I love all of you.
Kimmichev once observed the behavior of 40 turtles for 3 months, and he discovered...
After watching your appeal from every angle, there's a big romantic deal I've got to angle. For I've fallen for a certain luscious lass, and it's not a passing fancy or a fancy pass. I love the looks of you, the lure of you. I'd love to make quite sure of you.
You just don't react chemically or otherwise, do you? Don't you ever let yourself go?
Go where?
I don't know, just go, go, go. Ever feel so happy that you just want to dance all around the room?
Happiness is the reward of industry and labor. Dancing is a waste of time.
Well, I like wasting time. Ha! Well,
you go, 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 but you don't get anywhere.
You're telling me.
Thank you.
Follow GLT News at Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. GLT's award-winning online presence brings you news when it happens, day and night, and on weekends. Join the community of users ready to discuss GLT's thoughtful, in-depth reporting and breaking news. Recognized by the Illinois Associated Press for best digital presence, this is 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org.
I'm Tanya Mosley. California schools are doing away with elementary and middle school suspensions, and not everyone supports this move.
Okay, fine, take that away, but what do you want us to do instead? How are we going to work with these kids if you're not letting us kick them out of the classroom because they're being disruptive?
We'll explore alternative forms of discipline. That's next time on Here and Now.
It's co-host Jeremy Hobson. Join me for Here and Now tomorrow at 1 p.m. on GLT.
Oh, cheer up, sire. You know what they say.
What do they say, Patsy?
Some things in life are bad. They can really make you mad. Other things just make you swear and curse. When you're chewing on life's gristle, don't grumble, give a whistle. And this'll help things turn out for the best. And always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the right side of life. You give it a try. If life seems jolly rotten, there's something you've forgotten. And that's to laugh and smile and dance and sing. When you're feeling in the dumps, don't be silly chumps. Just purse your lips and whistle, that's the thing. And always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the right side of life. For life is quite absurd, and death's the final word. You must always face the curtain with a bow. Forget about your sin, give the audience a grin. Enjoy it, it's your last chance anyhow.
Always look on the bright side of death. Just before you draw your terminal breath. Life's a piece of shit when you look at it. Life's a laugh and death's a joke, it's true.
You'll see it's all a show. Keep on laughing as you go.
Just remember that the last laugh is on you.
Look on the bright side of life. Always look on the right side of life.
Excuse me, is that a shrubbery?
Oh, yes, I'm throwing it out. The cat won't leave it alone.
Well, what a stroke of luck. I'll take it off your hands. Pay the lady, Patsy.
Always look on the bright side of life. Look on the bright side of life. Side of life. Side of life.
back. Woods that take me and erase me, and I'm painted black. When you have suffered enough and warred with yourself, it's time that you
back in 2008, that song right there actually won the Academy Award for Best Original Song. That's Falling Slowly from Once, and this is Center Stage. Before that, some music from Spamalot. And on the way, speaking of nominations and awards, you're going to hear from some Grammy nominees. The Grammys were announced this past Wednesday, so we're going to hear some music from The Lion King, a.k.a. Miss Beyonce, some music from Hadestown, so you're going to hear from Andre DeShields, and they're both Grammy nominees. Be sure that you check out our community page to check out what's happening around town. The C.H. Moore Homestead DeWitt County Museum offers Victorian candlelight tours during the Christmas season, Friday evenings beginning November 29th and ending December 20th. Tours run from 5 until 7 p.m. on each of those Friday evenings. Like I said, check out our community calendar by going to WGLT.org. Promised music from My Fair Lady is coming up. But first, what did you think about the new Frozen movie? I'm going to give you some music from that soundtrack right now. This is Some Things Never Change, and this is Center Stage.
Yes, the wind blows a little bit colder, and we're all getting older, and the clouds are moving on with every autumn breeze. Peter Pumpkin just became fertilizer.
And my leaf's a little sadder and wiser.
That's why I rely on certain certainties. Yes, some things never change, like the feel of your hand in mine. Some things stay the same,
like how we get along just fine.
Like an old stone wall that'll never fall. Some things are always true. I'm holding on tight to you.
The leaves are already falling. Sven, it feels like the future is calling.
Are you telling me tonight you're gonna get down on one knee?
Yeah, but I'm really bad at planning these things out, like candlelight and pulling up rings out.
Maybe you should leave all the romantic stuff to me.
Yeah, something never change, like the love that I feel.
feel for her. Some things stay the same, like how radios are easier. But if I commit and I go for it, I'll know what to say and do, right?
Some things never change.
Sven, the pressure is all on you.
The winds are restless. Could that be why I'm hearing this call? Is something coming? I'm not sure I want things to change at all. These days are precious. Can't let them slip away. I can't freeze this moment, but I can still go out and seize this day.
Support for WGLT comes from Illinois State's College of Business, one of the top best undergraduate business schools in the nation, as ranked by Bloomberg Businessweek magazine. Program and degree details at business.illinoisstate.edu. This is 89.1 WGLT and WGLT.org.
Together. I've grown accustomed to her face. She almost makes the day begin. I've grown accustomed to the tune that she whistles night and noon. Her smiles, her frowns, her ups, her downs are second nature to me now. Like breathing out and breathing in. I was serenely independent and content before we met. Surely I could always be that way again. And yet, I've grown accustomed to her looks, accustomed to her voice, accustomed to her face. Marry Freddy. What an infantile idea. What a heartless, wicked, brainless thing to do. But she'll regret it. She'll regret it. It's doom before they even take the vow. I can see her now, Mrs. Freddy Eynsford Hill, in a wretched little flat above a store. I can see her now, not a penny in the till and a bill collector beating at the door. She'll try to teach the things I taught her and end up selling flowers instead, begging for her bread and water while her husband has his breakfast in bed. In a year or so, when she's prematurely grey and the blossom in her cheek has turned to chalk, she'll come home and lo, he'll have upped and run away with a social climbing heiress from New York. Poor alive, how simply frightful, how humiliating, how delightful. How poignant it'll be on that inevitable night when she hammers on my door in tears and rags. Miserable and lonely, repentant and contrite. Will I take her in or hurl her to the wolves? Give her kindness or the treatment she deserves? Will I take her back or throw the baggage out? Well, I'm a most forgiving man. The sort who never could, ever would, take a position and staunchly never budge. Just a most forgiving man. But I shall never take her back. If she were crawling on her knees, let her promise to atone, let her shiver, let her moan. I'll slam the door and let the hellcat freeze. Marry Freddy. Ah! But I'm so used to hear her say good morning every day, her joys, her woes, her highs, her lows are second nature to me now, like breathing out and breathing in. I'm very grateful she's a woman and so easy to forget, rather like a habit one can always break. I've grown accustomed to the trace of something in the air, accustomed to her face. Thank you.
is Center Stage, and that's I've Grown Accustomed to Her Face from My Fair Lady. I'm Ariel, and on the way, music from 42nd Street as well as Memphis. Start your day with NPR's Morning Edition. It begins at 4 a.m. tomorrow. You can find out why the flu vaccine is not as effective for people who are overweight and obese. Scientists are working to fix the problem. And a new book details how Detroit residents are navigating life during and after the city's bankruptcy. All of that and local and regional news tomorrow at 4 until 9 a.m. during Morning Edition. Well, it's so nice to get some background on the Temptations and some of the background from just these classic songs that pretty much everybody knows. And that's pretty much what happened if you saw the Ain't Too Proud to Bed Temptations musical. And I'm going to give you a little more insight as I play for you Since I Lost My Baby. This is Center Stage.
It was hard to top the Supremes. They were Motown's biggest crossover act. But as long as we stuck to the love songs, we can count on our fans to stay loyal. They believed our lives matched our music. But if they only knew.
Miss Mary Wilson, Miss Mary Wilson. You sure ain't real pretty out there.
Don't even try it, Melvin Franklin. I've got my own career to focus on and ain't worried about being swept off my feet. Whatever you're selling, I ain't buying.
Not even a cup of coffee? You don't got to do the buying. Just the drinking. What you say to that?
As long as you doing the buying.
Melvin and Mary Wilson were cute while they lasted, but relationships were hard to maintain. We were beginning to learn the real cost of success.
The sun is shining, there's plenty of light. New day is dawning, sunny and bright. But after I've been crying all night, the sun is cold and the new day seems old. Since I lost my baby.
Since I lost my baby.
Whoa, since I lost my baby.
Eddie was a real ladies' man. That sweet voice and award-winning smile.
All right. Who I make this autograph out to?
Ooh, you're so fine.
See, David had Tammy Terrell. She was another singer at Motown. And we all had rough childhoods, but maybe none rougher than Ruffin. His father used to hit on his mother, but nobody ever talked about it. Cause as David said,
man, let's not get into how we was raised. Trying to leave that in the past.
Sometimes David could be a mirror reflection of his daddy. None of us knew what to do about that.
Oh, determination is fading fast.
Oh, yeah.
Inspiration is a thing of the past.
Oh, yeah.
Can't see how my hope's gonna last. Good things are bad, and what's happy is sad.
Now, Paul was different. He married his longtime sweetheart, but got into this other woman and started having an affair. Suddenly, the man that I knew that only drank a glass of milk everywhere was ordering
a double of scotch.
You don't drink the spirits, Paul?
Yeah, I do now.
The pressure of fame. Relationships were starting to show a crack.
Ayo, who knew you could be on top of the world and still feel beneath it?
Me, on the other hand, I might have did some dabbling, but early on I had my eyes on one particular sweetheart. Her name was Josephine. I like spending time with you like this. It feels secure. That means something.
How much does it mean?
I don't know, a lot.
Enough to be still for a little while? Maybe make this something more serious?
How serious?
Serious enough to have a baby? I'm pregnant, Otis.
I was scared shitless. I cared about Josephine, but I wasn't ready for a family. Hayes didn't play that knock up and run game. Sent me and Josephine right on down to the courthouse.
The birds are singing, the children are playing.
There's
plenty of work, and the boss is praying. Not a sad word should a young heart be saying.
But fun is a bore, and with money I'm bored.
I was married with a child. Me and Josephine named our son Lamont. We tried to be a happy family, but what do we know?
So you're choosing the road over your family?
I will always choose you and Lamont. But as for the road, it chose me long ago.
Since I lost my baby.
I said it.
No.
I do. I hate Shakespeare.
Why?
I just don't get it. How a mediocre actor from a measly little town is suddenly the brightest jewel in England's royal crown. Oh, God, I hate Shakespeare. His plays are wordy, but oh, no, the great Shakespeare. That little turd, he has no sense about the audience. He makes them feel so dumb. The bastard doesn't care that my poor ass is getting numb.
How can you say that? How can you say that?
It's easy. I can say it because it's absolutely true.
The man is a genius.
His genius is he's fooling all of you.
But he's brilliant. What majesty flows from his pen. His poetry soars like a sweet violin. God's own inspiration, like lightning, doth strike him. And he captures my soul.
Ah, jeez, you sound just like him.
Really? Thanks.
You should hate Shakespeare.
Well, I don't. I try to emulate Shakespeare.
Well, there's your problem. You're so blinded by the bard who's such a pompous little man.
Why is it a problem to admit that I'm a fan?
'Cause he's a hack with a knack for stealing anything he can.
How can you say that? How can you say that the man really knows how to write a bitchin' play? You wish you could pen one.
We wish we were in one.
I just wish that he would go away.
Well, that's not gonna happen, because everybody I know says that he is the greatest writer that England has ever known.
And that's another thing I hate about Shakespeare, is all the twits who bloviate about Shakespeare, and how they prattle on about his great accomplishments, well, la-di-da-di-da. And once they start their gushing, there's no stopping them, and then it's blah, 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 Shakespeare. And he walks in, his dum-da-dum, ta-da, Shakespeare! He's holding court, and they say, you're such a genius, and your writing is divine.
A rose by any other name is such a clever line.
And they're all ooh, and he's all stop, and they're all yay, and I'm all ah, and I'm really getting sick of it. And oh, 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 I hate Shakespeare.
I think by now we sort of know you hate Shakespeare.
Shakespeare, the way he feigns humility when all he does is gloat. The way he wears that silly frilly collar around his throat. The poster child for why no one should ever procreate. Let me make a shorter list and I will give it to you straight. Every little thing about Shakespeare is what I
hate. He hates, he clearly, surely, really, truly hates Shakespeare.
Don't hate.
This is WGLT Normal and WGLT.org, Bloomington Normal's public media.
Isn't a boy who won't enjoy a working for Captain Hook, the world's most famous crook.
The crook, crickety-crockety, crickety-crook, the croc is after Captain.
As special offer for today, I'll tell you what I'll do. All those who sign without delay will get a free tattoo. Why, it's like money in the bank. Come on, join up and I'll be frank. Unless you do, you'll walk the plank. The choice is up to you.
The choice is up to you. Yo-ho, 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 yo-ho. You'll love the life of a thief. You'll relish the life of a crook. There's barrels of fun for everyone, and you'll get treasures by the ton. So come and sign the book. Join up.
by the side.